Yes, this is the passage in Proverbs 8 where wisdom does appear, yes, to be Yahweh's daughter and is represented as playing before him and delighting in the world and in humankind. Feminists have been a little bit ambivalent about this depiction because wisdom doesn't exactly do anything. And so she seems to be an almost passive figure. Now, in later texts, in Ben Sira and in the Wisdom of Solomon, this idea is developed so that in the Wisdom of Solomon, wisdom is the maker of all things. And so it may very well be that some of that sense of wisdom's role, which is hinted at in Proverbs 8, may actually have been a more active role, someone who participates in the creating of the world. But the language in all of these representations of wisdom is poetry. And so it's very difficult always to know what the allusions in poetry are referring to.